application for Debbie Cowles, C-O-W-L-E-S, May 2nd, 45, address of a letter, Dr. B.K. Chessing, C-H-E-S-S-I-N, 463-2824. Dear Vicky, B-I-C-K-I, follow Mrs. Cowles, who has history of obstructive uropathy, ileal conduct, renal failure, and hypertension, last visit in July. Review system is negative. Weight up few pounds, eating okay, denies nausea, vomiting, bowel problems. The urine, minimal cloudiness, but no infection, no bleeding. Good output, no gross edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Medication list review, I don't see any change except for starting daily dose aspirin. Today blood pressure 122/68, this is on the right side, the last cuff. No respiratory distress, no gross jaundice or anemia or cyanosis, no localized valve withdrawal effusion or consolidation, appears to be regular, no pericardial rapid gallop, no abdominal tenderness or ascites, and no gross edema. Last chemistry is January creatinine 1.8, and that's baseline for hair for 2 or 3 years or longer, mild anemia 12.1, normal sodium, mild increase of potassium, normal acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, increase of cholesterol LDL, triglyceride HDL, however, is okay, TSH okay. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, obstructive uropathy, ileal conduct, chronic renal failure, appears stable, doesn't look to be dehydrated, tolerating ACE inhibitors, chemistry is every 6 months, no symptoms of uremia or volume overload, she has obligated losses from the ileal conduct, there has been no recent infection or hematuria. The reason for the bladder surgery was interstitial cystitis. There was no history of cancer. Follow up in 6 months.